Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Stacey Blackwood here from Believe in the Blacklist on the Believe Podcast Network with some big news. Jane Spader was on the Jimmy Fallon show last night and confirmed that the Blacklist has been picked up for season 10. I am super excited about that. I don't know about you. We've been anticipating and waiting for this announcement to be made, whether there would be a season 10 or not. And now we have our answer. But before we talk a little bit more about that, if you're not already, hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell, and give this video a huge thumbs up. And on YouTube, jump in the comment section and answer this question. On a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you about season 10? Like I said, just do 1 through 10, 10 being the most excited, and obviously 1 not being excited at all. So I would appreciate it if you do that. Like I said, give this video a thumbs up and hit that subscribe button. All right, let's just talk a little bit about what season 10 could entail. Well, season 9, first of all, is starting to pick up some momentum. It will return Friday night with the 10th episode of this season. So we're not even halfway through season 9 yet, and we know now we're going to get a season 10. So there's a lot that the writers can do about this, and I'm excited to see where this show goes. I'm excited they're going to surpass the 200 episode mark. That's a big feat from these writers and the showrunners. Of course, John Bokenkamp is no longer with the show, but I believe the new writers and the new directors, John Eisendraff, is still there. So they still have some of the old school, the OGs still there. David Merritt has joined the writing team. He wrote the Dembe centered episode a couple episodes back and did a fantastic job with that. And he also confirmed on Twitter that season 10 would be coming for the Blacklist. So he's excited about that. I know the showrunners are excited. NBC has to be excited. The Blacklist, even in its old age, is still drawing great numbers for NBC. I think when it's all said and done, each episode averages over 9 million viewers per episode. And of course, we know how well it does on Netflix. It's one of the most popular shows on Netflix. So this is a show that can continue to develop. And with Jane Spader playing the role as Raymond Reddington, I can't see them just shutting this down right now, because it's just such a good show with fun characters. Harry Lennox does a great job. Amir Harrison does a great job. Diego does a great job. And so I think this show has a lot that they can build on. They're building some interesting, you know, character developments with what's going on with Cooper right now. You know, they're trying to figure out who kind of set Dembe up with the death of Liz. So just really excited to see how the showrunners move forward with season 9 and then what they have in store for us in season 10. But I wanted to get this video out real quick just to let everybody know how excited I am that the Blacklist will be returning for a season 10. So with that, I'm going to wrap this video up. Like I said, this is just a quick video announcing that season 10 will be coming for the Blacklist, and I'm excited about that. And I want to know how excited you are. Jump in the comments there on YouTube and let us know, because we're excited to see where this show goes. But until next time, I hope you have a great day. Cannot wait till Friday to see this new episode. But until then, y'all take care.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.